The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From Grand Casino Arena in St. Paul, Minnesota, the San Jose Sharks face off against the Minnesota Wild for the first time this season. You may remember the last time that we were here, back in April, when Macklin Celebrini got his first career hat trick and first career 5-point game. Here's Will Smith in the offensive end, taking a look, moving behind the goal, centering for Celebrini. He scores! Macklin Celebrini, his first National Hockey League hat trick from Will Smith. And the Sharks make it a 7-6 game, and there's still time. The Sharks are a little bit tired here. Kaprizov gets the drop at the red line. He moves in with speed right down the middle. Across the line, little drop pass. Zuccarello's got it back to Kaprizov, and he scores! So Kirill Kaprizov gets the game winner in overtime to make it 8-7, the final in favor of Minnesota. The Sharks fought all the way back from being down by 3 goals in the third period. But the man who comes back from injury is the man of the hour, and there were two of them for Minnesota. Joel Eriksson-Ek, 4 goals, and Kirill Kaprizov, a pair, his 24th and 25th of the year. The last one, the game winner. And Marc-Andre Fleury passes Martin Brodeur into first place all time in the history of the NHL for most overtime wins in NHL history with 70.
Well, now Kaprizov is signed to a long-term contract, and he presents only one of many obstacles to victory for the Sharks, who have a really good chance to finish up the road trip on a strong note and a .500 record if they get the win. But they're going to have to change a few things from the last game against the New Jersey Devils, when they got caught in line change situations a couple of times and made life a little bit more difficult for Yaroslav Askarov, who had an outstanding game in net. Askarov gets to start in goal again today, and defenseman Timothy Liljegren wants to make sure that the players in front of Askarov play the proper way.
He gave us a chance to win. He made some huge saves, great A, so you know, that's what you want. Obviously, we couldn't get the win for him, but hopefully we can today.
Liljegren has been asked to play a lot of hockey. He told us how his body feels coming back from injury and getting so many minutes.
Yeah, it feels good. Good to be back. I think it's always nice to get a lot of ice time, so try and make the most of it. And it's been fun.
Head coach Ryan Warsawski agrees that Liljegren has provided lots of value since his return.
You know, I think the trade was an adjustment last year for him. And I think when he's using his legs and his skating, he's a really effective defenseman to help move pucks out of our own end. And, you know, we've had him, you know, kind of match up against top lines, and he's done a really good job.
But getting caught tired on the ice was one of the problematic factors in the game against the Devils. That's something that is on the head coach's mind when it comes to tonight.
Yeah, it's tough and it's difficult, you know, especially second periods and on the road. But it's something that we've talked about really since, you know, day one of managing the puck through the neutral zone, especially in the National Hockey League in second periods. You know, experienced teams want to play quick and play fast in the neutral zone, so we got to manage the puck. And again, I think it's gotten better. There's still ways to go in that area, but, you know, we got to play in the offensive zone a little bit more tonight.
It's on the players' minds, too. Adam Gaudette, who scored his 100th point on this road trip with a big goal against the Rangers, talked about puck management, especially in the neutral zone.
Yeah, we just got to be conscious of our changes and make sure, you know, we get the puck deep enough before we make a line change. You know, we got to have one guy hold while the other guys change if the puck's in the neutral zone, and, you know, we can't be wholesaling changes while they have full possession, especially in the second period where the changes are longer. So we just got to be a little more mindful of, you know, when we decide to change and what we do with the puck before we change.
Things went really well for the Sharks at Madison Square Garden, but not so well at Prudential Center the next day. Gaudette talked about the differences between the Ranger and the Devil game and what the Sharks need to learn from that to be better today.
we had a lot of momentum going in the Ranger game, and then you know, I thought we started out that way in Jersey, but we took a lot of penalties and kind of killed that momentum and the flow of the game. And you know, that's something we've got to be mindful moving forward is you know, be careful with our sticks there, and you know, we want to keep the momentum on our side.
The Teal Report will continue in a moment after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
This National Women's Small Business Month, America is doing more than celebrating the builders, growers, and dreamers. We're standing behind them as partners in progress with professional-grade tools, insights, and support to help women-owned businesses grow with confidence, not just this month, but every day, because breaking barriers is a full-time commitment, and so is ours. Visit Comerica.com/women. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Face Off Inside the NHL returns, taking you deeper behind the scenes than ever before. See it all from the star-studded Four Nations Face Off Tournament.
Us against the world, boys.
To the adrenaline of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
How scared are you guys?
With candid interviews and backstage access, experience the sacrifice, the rivalries, and the determination that define NHL greatness.
Just when I thought last year couldn't be topped, here we are.
A new season of Face Off Inside the NHL. Watch now only on Prime Video.
Greatness doesn't settle for last seed in the playoffs and an early exit. It doesn't rest on its laurels or stare at pennants in the rafters. Greatness isn't found in the past, but in the boundless promise of tomorrow. Forget business as usual, break new ground, and build something unforgettable. Win it all, then win it again. Smash records, defy expectations, usher in a new era. Greatness isn't about what you've done, it's about where you're going. Whatever you do, don't stop. SanDisk, proud partner of the San Jose Sharks.
He scores! The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
There are a lot of little details that the San Jose Sharks have to be prepared for when facing off against the Minnesota Wild, and face-offs are one of them. Head coach Ryan Warsawski discussed how difficult it is to win a draw against Minnesota and where the Sharks have to be better than they were against New Jersey.
Yeah, it's something that we discussed this morning is face-off details. We got to win some draws. You know, I think we went 2-for-11 on our penalty kill, which is not going to, you know, look like success, you know, when it gets back into the zone and they end up scoring two goals off of it. So he's obviously one of the better centers, 200-foot centers in this game, and big, heavy, can play in front of the net, like you said. We saw him last year have a hat trick against us. So it's going to be important that we shut down their top guys.
Michael Misa gets back in action today, and he'll be centering a line with Adam Gaudette and Colin Graf, a line that's expected to perform at critical moments. With a young player like Misa going up against more experienced centers in the NHL, Gaudette provides some good counsel as a winger, but Gaudette says that Misa is handling the challenge just fine.
I think it's just the strength of, you know, you're facing men in there now, and everybody's a lot harder, and in the dot than they are in junior and in college, and you know, it's something I had to you know, realize too right away, and it took me a few years to finally get it, but you know, Misa's been great in the draw, and you know, I told him if he wants me to take it, I'll take it. If not, if he feels like he's doing his job there, then by all means take it. But you know, I think he's, especially for a young guy, he's been doing great in there. So I'm just trying to win pucks if it squirts out to my side, and you know, be good support for him.
Gaudette adds that because he's a center iceman himself, he understands how important it is to protect and support his center when he's playing wing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I know what I'm thinking when I'm a center if it squirts to the side. So when I'm on the wing there, I'm trying to do anything I can to help my centers out, because I know as a center I appreciate that.
Hopefully the effort that Yaroslav Askarov put together against the New Jersey Devils will carry over into this, his second consecutive start, coming up today against the Wild. Adam Gaudette gave us his prescription for victory today.
Yeah, we got to be hard at both nets, and we got to shoot the puck more. That's a big thing for us, is getting more pucks to the net and just creating chaos in the O zone, and You know, most of the goals are scored right around the cage, so even if it doesn't go in right away, there's going to be a few whacks at it, and we got to take advantage of those.
Join us for all of the exciting play-by-play coverage of today's game between the San Jose Sharks and the Minnesota Wild. We'll be on the air at Grand Casino Arena starting at 2:30 this afternoon Pacific time, and all you have to do to find us is to put on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app and hit that live or listen button. You can also find us at sjsharks.com/listen and one of our great terrestrial affiliates. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.